There's research that shows if you have hypertension, your brain may shrink faster as you grow older, even in normal aging. There are studies that show that there are some subtle deficits in cognitive performance with hypertension. And again, not in dementia.
What is amyloid plaque and what is the role it plays in all of this?
Amyloid plaque is an abnormal protein that is deposited in the brain. Amyloid is circulating through our systems regularly. I mean, it's not something that is foreign. It's there at all times. The regularity is abnormal changes to the protein that break off and form this sticky plaque that deposits on the cortex. It's not the only instigator, but it's been identified as a very, very key biomarker for Alzheimer's disease.
There is a particular gene that plays a role here.
While there isn't one specific gene that has a direct and high rate of predicting Alzheimer's disease, we do have relative risk profiles. And the APOE4 gene predicts this risk. Individuals who have two copies of a 4 have the highest risk for converting to Alzheimer's disease. And so our study looked at individuals who either had one or two copies of this as a genetic risk group.
What specifically were you trying to find out and how did you go about it?
We wanted to test the hypothesis that there may be an interaction basically between a genetic predisposition for Alzheimer's disease and health factors. And the first thing that I wanted to look at was hypertension because it is so prevalent as we get older and because we can really control it. This is something where we can make a difference. Mm-hmm. And so the idea was seeing if the presence or absence of a vascular risk factor, in this case hypertension, if it would modify a person's risk for Alzheimer's disease based on whether or not they have that gene. So the idea is taking a genetic profile and looking at ways that maybe we can modify a person's risk based on health. So how does health modify your genetic makeup that you're born with in a sense?
And to do this, now you were studying people, some of whom were taking medication for hypertension, some of whom were not.
That's correct.
So the results of the study were then?
That individuals who have this genetic risk for Alzheimer's disease, it's twofold, the results. If they also have hypertension, specifically unmedicated, they seem to have the greatest risk. They had much higher amyloid burden. So we found what we call a dose response effect, actually, where individuals without hypertension showed the lowest. Individuals who were medicated, they had a little bit more, but not significantly so, which was very interesting. Hmm. And when we look at that hypertension group, the amyloid levels really jumped up in the individuals with that E4 allele.
Okay.
So the flip side of that, which I think is important to mention, is that there was a group of individuals who had this genetic risk and did not have hypertension, mm-hmm. and they did not show elevation in amyloid. That's not to say that to be any kind of evidence that the gene is not predictive of Alzheimer's disease. Of course it's not, but it is a little gives us a little bit of hope that maybe through the modification and control of these vascular factors, you can reduce your risk maybe for pathological aging, for not aging well through lifestyle factors.
Is the most important thing to take to this study related to Alzheimer's disease, or is it to really monitor yourself for hypertension and really to deal with that?
The most important thing to take from this is prevention is key. And it's particularly key because we have to keep in mind that the clinical symptoms of Alzheimer's disease aren't appearing. And so the brain pathology is so far down the road. Mm-hmm. And so the idea is that we can identify who is most likely to deposit this amyloid. What are the risk factors? And what are the risk factors that are malleable? What are things that can be changed? And so it's the idea of health and lifestyle or proper medical treatment, perhaps overcoming, if you will, in a sense, a genetic predisposition.